Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Thanks and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date, April 8, 2021. The world is in trouble. Most still don't realize it, but we are in that time at the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please, please make the choice for Yeshua tonight if you haven't already. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. An emergency. My cell phone number is 316-619-4886. If you need a prayer, you have something that's an emergency, text me first because of all the robocalls. You can find the breaking news, updates about the Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, all this and much more with our contact information at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. Remember, we are a national satellite radio program which simulcast live on the net, internationally on YouTube, some FM, so pray about supporting airtime. Thank our listener base at places like Paris, France, Athens, Greece, Dublin, Ireland, and of course cities in the United States such as Washington, D.C., El Paso, Texas, and Chicago, Illinois. This week, Kansas City, Missouri is the largest group of listeners to our radio programs when they go to podcasts later on tonight. Wichita, you finally went away from that, didn't you? Anyway, by the way, folks, we asked you to send us a text, or an email, rather, to radio@messiahsbranch.org, or simply text my phone, 316-619-4886. Let me know what city you're hailing from so I can say it on the air, especially if we've never mentioned your city. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. And yes, I'm getting ready to move to Trump's platform, but I'm not going to leave places like that and Facebook and other places because of the liberals. That's the battlefield. You need to stay in. Don't leave the battlefield until the battle's done. Okay, let's say a prayer and we'll get on with tonight's program. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Father, I pray with or not goes according to your will, not my will, Father. And please give everybody out there ears in which to hear the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, bless this program tonight and also bless my wife and let her get to feeling better. Because, folks, you notice my amen and amen. Folks, you notice my wife is using on this program with me at this time. She's not tonight because she's experiencing some vertigo. I don't know. She's maybe come down with the flu or something. No, it's not COVID, but pray for her, okay? Pray for her. Okay, let's have a song, and I've got a lot of important news. A lot of breaking stuff has come in. Let's have a song.
I've got a story to tell you, a message to deliver a song. If you give an ear to these words I sing, compassion for the lost will grow strong. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls and they don't know. The Bible says they're walking in darkness. They cannot see the I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro. A burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their soul.
Well, folks, that song goes along just as I feel because, you know, that's why I play these end time songs over and over. I'm trying to get it across to you that we are in a very dire time. We are in the time of the end. You folks just don't realize it. Most of you don't. Some of you do. But so you should really share these radio programs. But my point is there's so much going on. Like right now, I don't think you understand that nuclear weapons could be used at any point now, at any moment. I'll tell you why. And it's the first time since World War II, of course, but let's go with this. Do you know that the Russians, and I'm going to lay this off on Biden, this administration, Biden has actually been goading Russia into a nuclear war or into a war of wars. Again, I don't believe it's Biden, but people behind him, the players, the Illuminati, that's who I think is behind it. You'd add Obama to that list. He's probably the number one perpetrator of doing that, but let's go with this. So anyway, he's been goading the Ukraine into kicking, trying to kick Russians out of Crimea. As you know, that in 2014, that would have been under Obama. Right, the Russians invaded Ukraine. They took over Crimea, basically annexed it. But the point is, so that did happen anyway. So there now border conflict there. Both sides are sending troops to the border, like unparalleled, like you wouldn't believe. And it's been escalating. This escalation came out within the last couple of days, maybe even yesterday. Actually, this article, okay, it's the fourth. I'm going to read to you something from a Russian newspaper. It's called War News, I think is what it's called, War News 247. I had to get a Google to interpret it for me, you know what I mean, because it was in Russian. But I think you really ought to understand it. And what's really amazing is, unless it's the alternate news sites, you know, nobody in America is talking about it. So it seems any of the major news agencies, if that's what you want to call them, disinformation, brainwashing agencies that come right out of George Orwell's 1984 thing. Anyway, let me give this to you and then we'll talk some more about it. It says, critical month. The Russian took up arms at the national level. Russian public television talks about a nuclear strike. Ukraine calls for reserves. first strike ready for Russian nuclear trinity. Okay, and the article writer is a Vasilis, I can't pronounce it. But anyway, you can find this article at prophecyhour.com. If you go to the pastor's page, I put it over there. But let's read the article. For the first time since the dissolution of the USSR, Russian Defense Minister S. Shogun has put the Russian war machine on a red alert nationwide until the end of April. Russia simulates a pan-European or even a world war on the occasion of its involvement in Ukraine, raising even its nuclear trinity on war alert. The nuclear trinity with the entire Russian army is on standby till the end of April. Thus, strategic bombers carrying nuclear missiles, intercontinental nuclear missiles, submarines were ordered to be placed on a nuclear alert state as provided by the Russian military doctrine. This means a first strike and the possibility of a second counterstrike in the event of NATO involvement. And right now, Ukraine is begging for NATO to add them to NATO, right? Okay, by the end of the month, there will be a total of 4,048 exercises of various levels, including 81 bilateral exercises in 101 training centers and 520 facilities of the Russian armed forces. The Russians are running scenarios of a world confrontation with NATO. The exercises will be attended by 30,000 paratroopers and all the force transferred to Crimea and the border with Ukraine. Now, you know, they always pop up these things and call them, you know, war games, but this isn't really a war game. It's a buildup, and they don't put the nuclear forces on red alert for a buildup. In fact, this is the first time it's been done since World War II. I think that's what it said. War readiness concerns about the whole of Russia, all military regions in the Northern Fleet, Far East and Kuril Islands, and Kamchatka, wherever that's at. The strange thing about the Russian military mobilization is that the nationwide level and the nuclear mobilization. Until now, such things were held per military district. This is no longer the case now. However, it is a frightening public report, Russian public television. Russia spoke of a nuclear strike. They said about it like this. If there's a possible escalation in Ukraine, then a nuclear strike is on the agenda. This will make the Americans afraid, and then we will do what we want. So there's their attitude. They're really looking at, you know, Ukraine as, not necessarily Ukraine, but they're looking at the United States like, you're not going to do anything, not with Biden in charge. But I got news for him. I think Biden or whoever his handlers are would do something stupid and escalate it instead of trying to de-escalate it. And I'll prove that to you in a minute. You're under Ukraine. Ukraine has just officially been calling for your reserves. Now, according to your information from Kyiv, I guess, 100,000 reservists are on the mobilization list and a total of 25 territory defense brigades under the Ukrainian military defense. Now, Ukraine's taking it serious. They're sending people to the border. And so this skirmish has been going on, and it's going back and forth. The Americans have been worried for 48 hours, and they are showing it. So now then, let's move over and hear. Now, this one just came in. Right at break time, let me see if I can find it. Okay, this is from American Military News. This is what the Americans have to say about it, but I got to get a swallow of water, so give me a second. It says, report, U.S. considering sending warships near Ukraine amid Russian military buildup. According to a U.S. defense official who spoke with CNN on Thursday, the U.S. Navy may send warships to the Black Sea amid Russia's military buildup on the Ukrainian border. In recent weeks, dozens of Russian tanks, armored vehicles, and helicopters have been gathering along the Ukraine-Russian border. Russia recently increased its troop presence on the Ukrainian border during a set of March military drills. But so 4,000 troops remained in the border region since those drills ended on March 23rd. Renewed skirmishes between Russia and Ukrainian forces have been reported, and the U.S. European Command, EUCOM, that's EUCOM, reportedly raised its threat levels in Europe to a potential imminent crisis and amid the Russian military buildup. Now, see, this is a reaction. A lot of these things they call war games, they just call it war games because they don't want, you know, they got to give another name for putting things up set for an invasion or for defense. But as you can see, that's not the case. It's not games. The defense official told CNN the Navy has been flying a reconnaissance aircraft in an international airspace over the Black Sea, monitoring Russian naval activity and troop movements in Crimea. Russia annexed Crimea from the Ukrainian control in 2014, as I told you folks. The U.S. could send warships into the Black Sea, which abuts the Ukrainian-Russian border region. But under a 1936 treaty, the U.S. would first have to give Turkey 14 days of advance notice before sending ships through the Turkish-controlled Bosphorus Strait. The strait serves as a southern access point to the Black Sea. It is unclear if a notice has been sent to Turkey. Now, it goes on to state which different things were put or sent to the Black Sea, naming the ships. I'm not going to name the ships. But on Wednesday, two U.S. B-1 bombers flew missions over the Aegean Sea, which connects to the Black Sea by the way of the Sea of Marmara. Anyway, Russian-Ukrainian forces have been fighting in a low-intensity conflict since Russian invasion and annexation of Crimea in 2014 under what? Obama, right? So you got Obama and Biden, basically the same people, and they're causing all this. I don't. Let's go with this. Russia's troop buildup has also caused Ukraine to increase calls for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, to approve its membership in the alliance. Ukraine has applied for NATO membership and is a member of NATO's partnership initiative, granting a country enhanced opportunities for partnerships with the alliance. You know, Ukraine is one of the crookedest countries in the world, as we found out under the revealing of the Trump administration. So, folks, this could get deadly serious in just a few part beats. I did have one comment that say that Russia, he said they understand, so that's Russia, that one truth, that this is a nation of cowards. We seem to be that way, because if we just stood up and had some backbone, and I believe we did that with Trump, or at least we were trying to. Can you still believe what all came against that man, and he still stayed in office all that time? Excuse me. But anyway, so we're having this buildup of forces there. And, you know, there are some real prophets out there that have predicted some kind of thing that the Russians would attack the United States. I duly believe that. That attack could come during this presidency, if you want to call it that, this illegitimate presidency, within the next few years. Now, you also notice that Biden is saying he's making a move against guns. And he says the Second Amendment, he said no amendment to the Constitution necessarily is permanent, saying that they're really going to attempt to go back past that. That so then people are going to start fighting, against the government. Dmitry Duterman said that when people started fighting against the government, literally, then Russia would invade America and some other countries. So are we at that point? I don't know. We could very well be. It could escalate bad, but are you ready? Are you personally ready? Is your house in order? I'm talking about your spiritual house. And then you need to get your physical house in order. If nothing else, there's a food crisis coming. And some of the things I'm going to talk about in the second program, you should very well pay attention to, because you should be taking these COVID vaccine passports as serious. You should do that. I know that a lot of states are standing up against it. I don't know about a lot, but you can see it. I mean, Texas is going to stand up against them. Kansas said they'd stand up against them. Also, Florida. and I'm not sure of the other states. And so it could even cause a breakup in the United States. I don't know. But this is an end-time move. They had to get Trump out of the way in order for this to happen. They had to get the United States out of the way or bowing down to it. And this is what they did. They ganged together so many people with money back from the Illuminati that clearly stole the election and gave it to Biden. And I don't even like to call that man president. But it is what it is. I don't see how that we can put Trump in after the fact. I didn't know we would be this far. I do believe Trump was reelected, if you want to say legitimately, but who's in office? Biden is. So we're really at a bad place. But it's really all good if you believe that the father's in control, as he should, and believe that he's taken us towards the return of Yeshua HaMashiach. But you got to remember there's going to be a lot of bad stuff happening. And, you know, people, we ain't flying out. We ain't flying out to the end of things. And then we're just flying up to Yeshua and coming down here and being with him. But anyway, we're going to have to go to a break, or I'm going to have to go to a break. I'm missing my wife and praying she's getting better. So prophecyhour.com, check us out. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Go away. Pastor Dan will be right back. Whether you are pre-trib, mid-trib, or pre-wrath, or post-trib, whatever your position is, this book will help you to find the truth. If you're really looking for the truth about the rapture, I honestly believe you will find it in this book. It'll settle in your spirit because the truth is the Holy Spirit knows the truth about the rapture. And one of the reasons that the people other than post-trib can't seem to find peace about this is because the Holy Spirit is trying to tell them that they don't have the truth. That is, until they find post-trib. But either way, this is going to help you to find the peace about the rapture. I really recommend you get it. We offer them in shrink wrap sets of 10. 1 for 20, 10 for 30, and 20 for 50 at prophecyclub.com. 1 for 20, but don't do that. 10 for 30, 20 for 50, give you extras to give to your friends. Because once you read this one, you're going to be handing this to your pastors, to all of your Christian friends, and just ask them to read it. If they get through the first chapter, they're going to read the whole book, and they're going to love it, and it's going to help them to really find the truth about the rapture. How Pre-Trib Won at prophecyclub.com.
In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and I can't say and let my wife answer because she's not on with me tonight. Prayerfully, she's feeling better by now, but say a prayer for her. Anyway, so first part of the program, we were talking about We could see a nuclear war over Ukraine, between Russia and Ukraine, and by extension NATO and the United States. Is that plausible? It's real plausible, especially with this administration. And so for various reasons, my advice to you is you need to be really, really on holy ground. You need to have your house in order first. You need to get your house in order, even if it isn't. You need to get out of the paganism and all the things. You need to be about the Father's business. This is serious. I've been warning you from this platform for years. I decided during break that we would play this song just as a reminder of that. Which means it can be played now.
Fire on the mountain, Moses went to see. The bush was burning with the flame by the power of God's glory, standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down and take his sandals off as he was standing on holy ground. Daniel in the lion's den, he trusted in God's word. Those hungry lions' mouths were shut, and not a hair on Daniel was hurt, and he was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down, and he was standing, standing on holy ground. Holy ground. Holy ground. They were standing. Meshach, Abednego, into the furnace they were tossed. When the king looked in, there were four, not three, but they had their sandals off and they were standing on holy ground. Yeah, they had to humble down. They were standing, standing on holy ground. David told Goliath, you come with sword and shield, but I am the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. He was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down. He was standing, standing on holy ground. Holy ground. Holy ground. They were standing. Standing on holy ground. Are you standing, standing on holy ground?
Well, there's the point. Are you standing on holy ground? How do you stand on holy ground? New Testament says, be ye holy, for he is holy. In other words, by following the Torah, following his word, that is how we become holy. And I know we can't, nobody's perfect, blah, blah, blah. That's not an excuse to willfully sin. I get it. You're going to sin by accident or whatever, but not necessarily accident, but you know what I mean. But you've got to turn away from sin. And what better way than turning away from Hollywood? I mean, because they're worshiping and brought you to the place. Now, a lot of you may have been skeptical last week when my wife and I talked about Mel Gibson talking about how Hollywood eats the children. And you're talking literally about cannibalism and their blood and everything. You think, oh, that's got to be a lot of hooey. Well, here, this came out in an article. I don't remember which platform it was on, but it was written by Shane Trujillo, and it was written April 7th. And you can Google it, and I'm sure you can find it. It's over there at Prophecy Hour someplace, because I posted a lot of articles today, about 10 or so. You can go over there and look for it. And I even sent it to the pastor's page, so you can find a link to it there. So listen to this. Tech companies put billions into startups aiming to harvest the blood of children for rejuvenation, anti-aging. Really? Powerful tech corporations are putting billions of dollars into startups and intend to harvest the blood of children for the purpose of rejuvenation and anti-aging. Newsweek published a profile on the growing industry, which includes injecting stem cells taken from dead, mutilated fetuses into people of humans playing God with disastrous consequences. Now, did you hear that, folks? What we were talking about, abortion, and how everybody, they're all married to it. Here's part of the reason. They use it for all kinds of things, they used it to make vaccines. Anyway, Stanford University neurologist Tony Corey found years ago with the help of from Saul Vadilla in 2011 and 2014 that injecting the blood of young mice into older mice had a tremendously positive effect on their brain chemistry. His company, Alka Heist has done additional research in recent years. Spanish firm Gilfolds has purchased Alka Heist for $146 million, which may open up a Pandora's box with regards to harvesting the blood of children. They hope to find a synthetic fountain of youth from researching the plasma of their young volunteers. This work is changing the field of geoscience forever, for better or for worse. Until these recent breakthroughs, people working on diseases did not think that aging was modifiable, said Philippe Sierra. He was formerly the director of the Division of Aging Biology under the National Institutes of Health, NIH. Okay. Well, that is actually what many medical books say. The main risk factor for cardiovascular disease is aging. But we cannot change aging, so let's talk about cholesterol and obesity. For Alzheimer's, aging is the main risk factor. But let's talk about the buildup in the brain of beta, some kind of proteins. Now that is beginning to change, he added. Before the COVID-19 pandemic hit, billions were pouring into this new industry. Some firms want to create infusions to change blood chemistry in the elderly. Others want to alter stem cells by introducing certain proteins into the bloodstream. The NIA is getting in on the action now, planning to spend $100 million over 5 years to understand cellular science. Scientists are already coming up with quaint-sounding justifications to commit atrocities. If you put this work in an evolutionary perspective, we are not supposed to live that long, says Gerard Kaczynski, who is the chair of the Department of Genetics and Development at the Columbia University Medical Center. Aging is an invention of mankind. No animal species has successfully cheated its own body, cheated nature, except mankind. Elephants may live for 100 years, but they lived for 100 years a million years ago. Humans have outsmarted their own body, he added. Well, you know, you call this a fallacy, or you may not believe it, but these are predominant people speaking that you can look this up very simply to see if they said these things. Another thing about it is that there's already places that you can get blood transfusions from younger people that volunteered and gave their blood. And the rich are already doing these things. Usually when you hear about something that they're thinking about it, guess what? It's already happening or is happening. But if you look at this, this goes hand in hand with all the other atrocities that have been coming out, and they're calling them normal, and people jump on it. How many would-be Christians do you think would take this treatment when they start to get older and maybe they can't think as good or clear? Think, well, it doesn't hurt anything. I'll get it. Really? This is an abomination. Another one of the abominations that have been revealed. The veil is being lifted. It started being lifted when... It's always progressively been being lifted, but it really came into, like, just yanking it out of the way when Trump ran for president and then when he became president, because evil is not hiding behind a veil anymore. It sure doesn't look that way. the things that we used to think were conspiracy theories, guess what? They don't seem to be too conspiratorial right now, do they? Because they are coming true. So now we have this thing. I've been telling you and warning you about what Satanists do, and about, you think that America will not be punished for all these abortions? You think that we will not be punished for these things? Clearly. Clearly we will. If we didn't deserve this judgment, Biden wouldn't be sitting over there in office, would he? Think about that. And America, you say, well, America did the repent thing. Well, there's a certain percentage of the people that repented before the election, and I won't say it's a huge, great number at all, because we wouldn't be in the place that we're at right now, because you always said that if we would turn away from our sins, admit our sin, and repent and turn away, that he would heal our nation. I don't see a healing going on yet. I don't see a healing going on. What I do see is a movement towards Yeshua coming back into world government. That's what they want, is world government. So let's go with this. Globalists intend to use vaccine passports to control and enslave mankind. With the rolling out of the CCP virus vaccines by the countries around the world, mandatory vaccine passports have been discussed by politicians and health authorities for quite a long time, since last year, and to become documents of that are compulsory for global people. We also found out, now beyond that, now this is an article I'm reading from, but beyond that I found out they were working on these passports long before the before COVID hit. It was orchestrated, I really believe it, and if it got out accidentally, they took advantage of it, but they were planning to do it anyway. So either way you go, they're responsible for it. You can add Bill Gates on the top of that list, and Fauci, or whatever his name is, that doctor, and a whole lot of other people that funded these researches on this vaccine. Anyway, the social elites who advocate CCP virus vaccine passports emphasize that such passports would benefit the safety of our society and facilitate the life of individuals, but they never mentioned that the passports could be used to track people and deprive the basic liberty of human beings. The vaccine passports allow the authorities to have power of turning on or off your life, such as to let you engage or marginalize you in society. China's always doing these things. China's beyond a lot of this. They're really in on it. The New World Order wants China to lead. Anyway, all people will be forced to come part of the system, whether you're willing or not, when the passports are enforced to carry it out globally. Do I believe that? Right now, like I said, I've seen states fighting back against this. We do have hope in individual states, but I believe that judgment's still going to come. Anyway, once this happens, the civil society will come to an end. They're already trying to do that to you. The idea of a vaccine passport sounds fine for those that are not recognizing that the passport is a great tool for the globalists to monitor and control the global people. The vaccine passports represent a barrier to travel, go to sporting events, social events, maintain employment, or even go to the grocery store. It is about control over the people, but not for the safety or the convenience of the people. For example, this is a good example. For example, South Korea has declared that only those holding a vaccine passport may go for living their daily lives. No one else can buy, sell, or be employed. This means that only those vaccinated can go back to the experience and recovery to their daily lives. There's already massive opposition to this type of control, indicating that people are waking up. But far too many don't recognize what's going on, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. You've got to recognize what's going on and get out there and do something about it, talk about it. This is a huge step after the outbreak of the CCP virus for the globalists pushing the New World Order system of slavery. And mind you, even with this vaccination, I read, I think it was Michigan, that after they were fully vaccinated, 250-some-odd people in that state still died from the vaccine, from COVID. Well, let me tell you this. We've got medicine to fight COVID that can make us well. These vaccines aren't to prevent COVID. COVID from you getting infected. They're supposed to work after the fact. And so they're not going to stop you from getting it. It's supposedly there just to help you do a little better. Anyway, they want to own the planet and mankind on it. They want to willingly submit to permanent enslavement so that a few can rule over the many without any chance of actual freedom. That's why they take your guns, right? They're out there trying to take your guns. Once they achieve their evil plan, they will treat us like slaves as long as we act like slaves. The vaccine passports have the potential to function as a social credit system and mass surveillance completed by Chinese Communist Party that allow them to keep a billion people under the thumb of their totalitarian control. If the vaccine passport became government mandate requirement, it would walk us to a dark road very, very quickly. Absolutely. The global elite were already seeking in previous decades a catalyzing event to drag the world towards global dictatorship. They were preparing for this. Maybe they didn't know that the COVID was going to hit or whatever, but they were looking for something to use for it to do it. The COVID just fell in it. In fact, that's the Illuminati. In fact, the Rockefeller family is the most powerful family in the globalist hierarchy. And the Rockefellers who had control of the United States and perfectly described the global society that will rise after the artificial health emergency. The globalists seek to control the global politics and economy through releasing the artificial virus and using the vaccine that is also a virus. The vaccine served to do another what they can do to these things. Listen, these vaccines that they can put in you is just horrendous. We've got to get right to this. Anyway, the former vice president of Pfizer says this: your government is lying to you. This is the former vice president and chief science for allergies and respiratory. He spent 32 years in the industry, and he retired from the pharmaceutical giant with the most senior position in his field. And this is he said to Lifestyle News. He addressed the demonstratively false propaganda from governments in response to COVID-19, including the lie of various dangerous variants, the totalitarian potential for vaccine passports, and the strong possibility we are dealing with something far beyond the carnage experienced in the wars and massacres of the 20th century. His main points are: number one, there's no possibility current variants of COVID-19 will escape immunity. It's a lie. Number two, governments around the world are repeating this lie, indicating that we're witnessing not just a convergent opportunism, but a conspiracy. Meanwhile, media outlets and big tech platforms are committed to the same propaganda and their censorship of what the truth. Pharmaceutical companies have already begun to develop top-end booster vaccines for the variants. The companies are planning to manufacture millions of vials of these COVID-19 vaccines. Regulatory agencies like the U.S. Food and Drug Administration are just going to go ahead and let them pass in because there's already been studies on the vaccines that have been coming out. Thus, virtually means that design and implementation repeated in mRNA vaccines go from the computer screen straight into injecting who? You, folks. That's you. Why are they doing this? Since no reason is apparent, the use of vaccine passports and a banking reset could issue a totalitarianism unlike the world has ever seen, recalling the evils of who? Stalin, Mao, and Hitler. Mass depopulation is a logical outcome. Now, we've been hearing that for years. These people are deporting depopulation, getting rid of part of society. Dr. Eden began identifying himself as merely a boring guy who went to work for a big drug company. Continuing, he said, but in the last year I realized that my government and its advisors are lying in the faces of the British people about everything to do with this coronavirus. This guy's from Britain. Almost everything. It's a felicity. And if you don't have symptoms, then you're not going to be able to transfer it to somebody else. But they're lying to you. They lie to you. He says they lie to you that lockdown works, that masks have a protective value. They don't. These variants can get to you. Or, and the original COVID. Or, by the way, on top of the current list of gene-based vaccines, we have miraculously made. There's some top-down ones to cope with these variants. But he goes on to say, and I'm going to have to get out of here, he goes on to tell you that some of the things that they can put in it, like a time bomb, you may not, even the people that don't get sick when they first take it, it may be a time bomb when they run into something else 6 months down or 9 months down the road, and boom, all of a sudden their kidneys go out or their liver goes out or so on and so forth. So these things are terrible. Like I said, I know that a lot of doctors and nurses are refusing to take them. They are in that field, so think about it. All right, well, folks, pray about supporting talk radio. Share these radio programs around. Really need you to do it. And, you know, anyway, we do need you to support talk radio. You need to share them. The first thing you can do for us is pray for us. Number two, then share the videos. And you can go over to, in fact, we have videos that we take at the Mission Church. Yeah, we're still feeding in a line because of different regulations and things. And I don't know when we're going to go back to normal because that's going to be a big jump. I don't think we can go back to normal. But anyway, we are still helping the people, food, everything, food, clothing, first aid, everything that we did before, just about we're doing now, and a lot of things we're doing more. But let's go with this. Folks, in James chapter 2, it says this, and this is James 2, 14 to 20. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and has not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give him not the things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Well, of course. See, because if you have faith, works come naturally. That's the way you treat people and what you do, being about the Father's business. It's not that you're trying to earn your way to heaven. These things come naturally. They come naturally after being saved. So pray about it. Pray about it. Support us so we can care for the people the Father sends us. Men, women, people, children from all walks of life who've had a bad break come to us for help. We don't get any help from any organized churches or government agencies. It's only folks like you that have supported us that we are now in our... We'll start our 22nd year in June. Then you folks are the ones that make the Mission Church work. We care and minister to people in a part of town most people don't even like to drive through, and let alone after dark. I know I had somebody that came to help me, and, you know, there were sirens going off just consistently. And they said, wow, don't you hear all the sirens? And I, yeah, and what's that supposed to mean? Where I'm at, they go off all the time, I told her. And it was just amazing her. And she said, there went another one. Well, that's because we're in one of the worst parts of Wichita. So why do so many people come to us for help? Well, love is the answer. And they're treated like family. They're treated like human beings. We have no real set guidelines like programs. People just come up and we pray for the way to help them. And we feed them. We do what we can. Anyway. So we are the last hope for so many. And, folks, all of us, every one of you, we are all responsible to care for one another as we are brothers keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? I don't hear you yet. Okay, I'll just say it. From your heart, of course. If you don't wish to help for the poor, again, consider a donation for radio airtime. It isn't free, and donations keep us on the air. You want to keep us on the air, don't you, folks? And we need to expand. We can't expand until things are increased. But even for what we do, we need your support. You can donate online, over the phone, can mail a check or money order, and you can follow, find all that information where? At prophecyhour.com, of course. And again, if you don't wish to help with support, consider radio airtime. We do really need your help. We're going to have Pastor Carl Gallups on. He'll be on in the second program tonight, and that'll be an hour from now. I pray that you tune in. And again, I pray that you share these programs around. But really pray about supporting Messiah's Branch. We've been in the ministry for a very long time. We're not a 501c church, but we are considered a church. If you really want to donate, if your donation, if you, we can send you a thank you note. You can use it with the IRS, or you can simply use your return check or money order receipt. Those things work. We are tax deductible, actually non-tax accessible. But remember, folks, just be a blessing to others. You must remember that there is only one, really, really, only one true God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. And he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. 3 days and three nights. And only through him. Only through him. Not Buddha or anybody else. Only through Yeshua HaMashiach is the way to the Father. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That is praying for Yeshua's return. Lord our God, Father King Universe, Father, I ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Till an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.